Okay, my friends, before we begin, I have a special invitation for my local or local-ish ladies. Starting this September, I am hosting a brand new event called The Sacred Circle. I don't know about you, but I have been craving the power of community, connection, and sisterhood. This event will take place monthly in an intimate setting at my home in Windham, New Hampshire. There, we will collectively create a space where you will awaken and share your wisdom, embrace authenticity, and ignite your passions in the company of extraordinary women. Imagine the support, the wisdom, and the courage you'll find in this magical circle. You'll build lifelong friendships and become the unstoppable force you were always meant to be. I am so excited for you to join me. All the details and link to reserve your spot are in the show notes. Space is limited, and I cannot wait to see you there. When you want something, it's already yours. And when you want something, your job isn't the how or the when or the where or the how. We have no idea how it's going to show up. Our job, though, is to become an energetic match for whatever it is we desire. Welcome, beautiful souls. Your time is now. It's always been now. I am your host and manifestation mentor, Allison Fitzpatrick, and I am obsessed with health. And not just a healthy body, but a healthy mind and a healthy soul. If you are craving peace, joy, connection, and alignment, you are in the right place. Imagine what it would be like to be living in full alignment with your purpose, eager and excited for your days ahead. Feeling a sense of inner peace, knowing you can trust your intuition and guidance from the universe. Feeling confident in achieving your goals and tasks with ease and joy. Embodying complete trust that everything is working out exactly the way it is meant to. This is so possible for you, my sweet friend. Life is always happening for you, and I am here to help you create a mindset around being strong in your powers. You are more powerful than you know. I am beyond happy that you are here. Let's find peace within the growth together, and let's have some fun. Hello, hello. Welcome back, and welcome to episode 17. I'm feeling very high vibe today. I don't know what it is. It is Friday. It is actually Good Friday. It is April 7th. I feel like it's been a while since I've been here, and it actually has. I actually took a few weeks off from podcasting as life was full of so many amazing things happening, lots of family happenings. It was a busy few weeks, but I honestly don't like the word busy. I don't know about you, but I don't like the word busy because it was all fun and I was certainly not complaining. So I felt like my life was very, very full. I like that wording better. I took the time to just be present in all that was going on in our lives. And it was truly, truly incredible. And while I stressed for literally a split second about skipping a podcast, because I did not release one 2 weeks ago, I know now that if something doesn't feel aligned and it's not something that I have to do, I don't do it. I knew I'd be okay. I knew you'd be okay. I knew my business would be okay. Heck, if I decided to stop podcasting altogether, my business and us, like we'd all be okay. So I am now back and it did feel super aligned to come on here today and chat with you today. I just got back and I'm not going to get into this too much today because I have other things I want to talk about, but I just got back from the most incredible retreat in Austin. I am in a business mastermind for 9 months. It's called the CEO Mastermind with my beautiful business coach, Ash McDonald. I've been on, I think this was my fourth retreat with her, and it was the best one. We were spoiled to death. We got tons of work done. I worked in my business, masterminding with these other women entrepreneurs, giving each other ideas, and we just got spoiled. We had breathwork sessions. We had just time to get into deep conversation and really work on us. And that's what retreats are all about. We ate amazing food. We really took care of ourselves. And every retreat I go on, it's just, they just become more and more magical. And so I don't know if you've ever been on a retreat, but if you haven't, I highly recommend it. There will be retreats hosted by yours truly coming soon. So if you haven't been on one and you want to go on one, I would love to hear from you, because I would love to know if there is a desire from my listeners for retreats, because I have a desire to host them. So I wanted to come on here today with a life update, because life has been pretty damn magical lately. I have to say, like, the signs and synchronicities that have been coming up lately have been really freaking incredible. And I truly believe in signs. I talk about signs in my Abundant Life Method program, like how to find your sign and synchronicities in the world, and really just like how to pay attention to them and how to be aware of them. Because it's all in the awareness, right? Once we become aware that these things are actually happening, because they're happening around you all the time, but you don't always know that they're happening. So if you listened to episode 15, you know I went through this breakdown to breakthrough moment. And seriously, ever since then, ever since I had that, like, that crazy moment, things have just been aligning and happening for me in my personal life. Like, it's just been crazy, and my business life as well. It's like I opened up this portal for all things to just really start to flow in. And it's allowed me this whole new sense of trust, like, all over again. And it's not that I don't have trust or haven't had trust before. I talk about trust all the time. But it's been this reminder that everything is always working out for me. Everything is always working out for me. Life is always happening for me all the time. And more importantly, I have proven to myself the concept of ask and you shall receive. Ask and you shall receive. When you want something, it's already yours. And when you want something, your job isn't the how or the when or the where or the how. We have no idea how it's going to show up. Our job, though, is to become an energetic match for whatever it is we desire, right? Feel now how we want to feel when what we want shows up into our reality. Act as if it's here. Send out this energy that you want to get back. And, right, most important, we have to take action, right? We always have to take action on the things we want. We can't just expect them to show up. So we need to become this energetic match, and we need to take action. And that's what I've really, really been focusing on a lot lately, is my vibration, right? Like, I know I can take actions. I continue to take actions all the time, but I've really, really been focusing on my vibration. And don't get me wrong, it's not that I don't have tough days, okay? I do. We all do. But how long do we allow ourselves to stay in that space? What energy are we giving off the majority of the time? So that's been my focus. How am I showing up in the world? What energy am I sending out? Because what we send out is what we always get back. So I've had all these things showing up in my life, like, just in the past month. And they've all been these desires that I've put out into the universe. Clarity on what I want in my business, right? A brand new business that I'll be launching soon, which I talked about two episodes ago in episode 15. And sorry, I am still not ready to reveal that and share that yet, but I promise you it's coming soon. I called in this team of incredible women that I get to do business with, right? More and more conversations have been showing up in my life around the subject of this business, which feels like this little nudge, nudge, like, hello, Allison, like, here's another nudge for you to let you know you are on the right track. Because the subject of my business has constantly been showing up in my life lately. And I know I also mentioned in episode 15 as well that some things were not feeling good and aligned in my business anymore, which is why I was also craving change. One thing I have learned over the years is to really take a look at all I'm doing in my business and decide, do I continue to do it? Do I dump it? Or do I delegate it to someone else? And a while back, I took two parts of my business and decided to delegate those pieces of my business to someone else, which opened up so much opportunity for me to work on the things that truly lit me up. And recently, I decided that something needed to be completely dumped. A piece of my business needed to be completely dumped. It was an energy drainer for me. And it wasn't always. It was always something that I truly loved and I looked forward to doing, but it became an energy drainer for me, right? As things shift in your business and we change, what brings us joy changes, right? I dreaded this task every single week and finally decided, you know what? I'm just going to dump it. I'm just not going to do it anymore. This is not bringing me joy in my business. But it wasn't quite that easy. I couldn't just dump it, okay, as it involved others. So I needed to actually tell others that I was dumping it, right? And I won't pretend that part of me felt a little guilty for deciding to do it. But guilty or not, I knew it was best for me. And there's sometimes things that we need to let go of in order to call in more greatness, right? Even if it's going to hurt others, if we know it's the right thing, we have to do it. The day after, okay, literally the day after I decided I was no longer going to be involved in that piece of my business, I got a call and was pretty much told, in not so many words, that this piece of my business wasn't even going to be happening anymore. It literally got dumped for me. And when she told me this, I started laughing. Like, I let out this giggle when it happened because I was like, okay, this is a gift from the universe saying, hey, we're proud of you for finally opening up the space for yourself and not forcing something that no longer feels good. So I'm going to make it easy on you and I'm just going to take it away before you even have to get rid of it yourself. It was pretty freaking amazing. And these are the things I'm saying, like when we are aware of the signs and synchronicities that are going on around us, like it's like, wow, like it's really amazing how life happens. And it hasn't just been business synchronicities, but personal things as well. Okay. We found the perfect home to rent, which I'm so excited about, in Florida for a month next year. Okay. We will be, it makes me sad to even think about it or to even say it, but Scott and I will be empty nesters come this fall with both kids in college. And it's something we've always talked about in the past for when the kids are both gone. So we figured, you know what, let's go for it. And I will tell you, Scott has mentioned this for years saying, you know what, when the kids go off to college, we're going to go to Florida for a month and maybe we'll start going for the winter. And I was always like, no freaking way. I need to be home. I need my routine. I need my gym. I need to be near my friends, all of this stuff. And then all of a sudden this year, I was like, you know what? Yes, let's do it. If we can do it, let's do it. So when I was in Florida for vacation back in February, oh my goodness, I spent so much of my time searching for rentals and coming up with nothing, like literally nothing. I had talked to a few realtors and I was told by all of them, you know what, March is the most popular month and it's going to be really hard for you to find a rental. So good luck. So we left with nothing. And when we got home, I was just so frustrated and I decided, you know what, I'm just going to surrender to it. I'm not even going to look. I'm not going to stress. I'm not going to obsess over it like I did when I was in Florida. My mom, she would message me periodically asking like, hey, did you hear from anyone? Did anyone get back from you? And I'm like, nope, haven't even looked since I got home. I'm just not going to worry about it. If it's supposed to happen, it's going to happen. I'm going to trust it. But we always still need to take action. Weeks went by and one day I felt pulled to just randomly look again. Scott hadn't even mentioned it. He wasn't like, hey, like, should we start looking again? I was sitting in my office working and just decided, you know what? I'm going to take a little break and I'm going to take a look. When, there you have it, that's when the perfect house showed up for the perfect price. And they didn't take dogs. And you all know, or maybe you don't know, but I have three beautiful lovely puppies that I absolutely adore. So, and they were definitely coming with us. Okay, I'm not leaving my dog somewhere for a month. So I'm not going anywhere for a month without my dogs. So I messaged her, asked if they would make an exception for some super cute, non-shedding, hyperallergenic dogs. I sent her photos and we got the house. She was like, oh my gosh, yes, let's do it. So there was no stress. There was just this trust, right? Trust that if we were meant to rent, we would find a place. And trust that it'll all happen in perfect timing. It's okay that we didn't find one while we were there. The right one will come up. And maybe it wouldn't have come up until the fall or maybe December. Who knows? But it did. It happened. And it was pretty amazing. So we have officially rented a house in Florida for a month next year. And Scott and I and the three dogs will be going, and we rented it during a time so both of our children can come and spend their spring break with us, which will just be amazing. So another personal thing is I also called in the most dreamiest car ever. Okay. And when I say dreamy, I mean it literally, because I have been dreaming about a car like this for years. And I just want to preface this though with, I am not a car person. I don't like go crazy gaga over cars. Okay. Cars are not my thing. But there has been this one car that I have always wanted. And I've been in the market for a new car. And anyone that knows me knows that I'm a Jeep girl. Okay. I've had one almost my whole entire life. We owned a Jeep Wagoneer with the wood siding. They're so cool. When I was little, and my dad owned an Oriental rug store, and he would use the Jeep to transport his rugs all around. And so that's what we always drove in. I absolutely loved it. And ever since then, I always wanted Jeeps. There was one time in my life that I did not have a Jeep, one period of time. And that was right after college when I bought my first car and I bought a Volkswagen. And I did love that car too. I will say it was a red Volkswagen Jetta Trek, which means it came with a free Trek bike. And that is literally the only bike that I have ever owned as an adult. Okay. And Scott and I have owned a few other cars, but we always had a Jeep. We always went back to the Jeep if we didn't have it. So right now, three out of the four of us in our family drives a Jeep, if that tells you anything. But for some reason, and I don't know, maybe it's this time in my life, there's a lot of changes happening in my life right now. I've been thinking about switching it up. And I wasn't sure if it was the right thing. Like, again, I feel like a lot of change has been happening in my life right now. And I don't know, a different car felt like it might have to be part of that change as well. So I went and test drove another car and I really liked it. I loved the way it drove. I felt super good in it, but they didn't really have exactly what I wanted. So I questioned it when I looked at Scott and I said, you know what? Maybe I should just stick with the Jeep. It's safe. And I love it. I love Jeeps, right? And I know that if I went to a Jeep dealership, I could build the exact car that I want. And as I said that, the gentleman that was working with us came back to his desk and I was like, I'm not really sure. I need to think about it. And he was like, let's just take a look at all the options and see what we have here. And I'm like, okay, I'll still be open. And he started scrolling on his computer through all the models and literally scrolled right by this car. And I was like, stop, just stop right there. Please scroll back. You need to scroll back. And I just looked in awe and said, what is that one? That's the one I want. And oh my God, my friends, like I couldn't believe it. I have had a car. And again, I'm not this crazy car person, okay? But I have had this car on my vision board for probably, gosh, I don't remember what summer it was. It was 2 to 3 years now. It has to be at least 2 to 3 years. It was one that I saw one summer in Martha's Vineyard. I took a picture of it and it has been on my vision board, the big one I have in my office and also the one on my phone. I have a little digital one on my phone. It has been on my vision board ever since. And this was not the exact car on my board, But if you looked at the two, you'd be like, whoa, that's your car. And in that moment, I don't know, I had this gut feeling. In that moment, I just felt, this is the one I've been waiting for. This is the one. This is what I am supposed to have. Okay. So fast forward, it's a limited edition car. Not many are being made. And the guy needs to get more info on it, on how to get it. So I can't just order it, right? Like, it's not just a car that you can just order and get. I'm like, okay. So days go by and he tells me he can order it in a few days and that I can come in and put a deposit down. So I'm like, perfect. This is great. So I get there. We go through the whole process of, you know, what I want in the car. And he tries to order it and he can't order it. He got, his manager was trying. No one could order the car. Okay. Now, mind you, I'm not like, I trust, but I also take action, right? So after I was in the dealership for the first time, I did a little of my own research, right? I had read an article, which who knows if it's true or not, but I had read an article online that these cars can't be ordered. And the only way to get one was if a dealership was actually allocated one. I don't know how this dealership stuff works, but I understood it, right? But I just continued to trust, assuming this guy would know what he's doing. He still seemed hopeful, but the car wasn't ordered that day. Okay. He messages me later and says there's a glitch in the system. He found out, he did some digging, and that there was a glitch in the system and that they're working on it and he should be able to order it soon. Okay. So I'm like, okay. So I wasn't stressed. I was like, it's okay. It's going to happen. Like, this is meant to be. And you would think I would be completely stressing out knowing how badly I wanted it, because I must admit, I did think my husband, Scott, was like, oh my goodness, what's going on with you? I'm like, I need this car. I need this car. But I wasn't stressed. If it's meant to be, it'll be. And the fact that this car has been on my vision board for years, well, something close to it, not exactly, told me, again, this is going to happen, right? My time is now. My time is now with the car. So again, another few days go by, still can't order the car. And I'm like, right? Like, of course, I'm thinking, can you even actually order the car? I don't think so. And then one day after the gym, I decided to go out for coffee with a friend. And we were out for a few hours. And on our way back, he brings up the car asking, hey, what's going on with the car? Because I had told him about it like a week earlier. I tell him the latest. And then all of a sudden he says, wait a minute. I know someone who owns a dealership. I'll message him. And I look at him, I'm like, okay. And there you have it. That guy, the friend that he had messaged, had one that was being allocated to him and was not spoken for and told me it was mine. I was like, oh my goodness. I have no clue when it's coming in, but it's going to be coming. So I started looking back at all of this and I'm like, you know what? I trusted the whole time. I acted as if it was mine already the whole time. Even when the other guy in the original dealership couldn't order for me and had no answers for me, I looked at him when I was sitting with him. He probably thought I was crazy, but I looked at him and said, it's okay. I know it's already mine. I know it's going to come. I'm like, I don't know how, but I know it's going to come. Honestly, he's okay. You're very confident. But I'm like, I feel it. It's okay that you can't order it right now. Like, it'll happen. So I surrendered, right? I surrendered to the how and the when and the who was going to find it for me. And it showed up. Not physically yet, right? I don't physically have it yet. But everything happens in perfect timing, right? Everything happens in perfect timing. When you embrace that, life becomes pretty freaking magical. There are no coincidences in life. It's no coincidence that we went out for coffee and he asked me about the car. I didn't bring it up, right? The more we trust that life is always happening for us and we notice it and say, yes, that was amazing, right? Look at what just happened here. The more we take notice of those things, the more we call in. And again, like the more magical life becomes. And it's not that things like this don't happen to people all the time. This isn't just happening to me. This is happening to you all the time. But are you noticing it? Do you realize just how incredible life actually works? Because most of the time we take it for granted. But there's greatness happening around us all the time, right? We just have to become aware. We just have to notice it and say, wow, like I made that happen, right? This is happening for me. Another thing that showed up this past month is occupancy to our house on the Cape, right? We have been told that the house would take 1 year to build, which by the way, I thought was insane because my house in New Hampshire only took 7 months. So I was thinking, how in the world does it take a full year to build a house? But okay, if that's what it is, that's what it is. Things take longer these days. So a year passed at the beginning of February. So we are 14, almost 15 months in now, getting so close. But anytime anyone asked me when the finish date would be, I simply said, you know what? I have no idea. But as long as we're in sometime in the spring so we can get it ready for summer, then I'll be happy. There's never been any stress, just trusting that we will get it in time for the summer. And we actually never even asked for a finish date until probably 2 weeks ago, right? I had ordered some furniture, and to my surprise, it was ready to ship very quickly. And I needed to schedule a shipping date. And I told Scott, okay, like now's the time, right? The time is now. This comes up all the time, right? The time is now. We need to ask for a date now. So let's see if we can get in for April break. Okay. We'll head down there. We'll have the furniture delivered and we'll start to get ready for summer. Mind you, we knew when we were asking this that there was still a good amount of work to be done, like mostly outside, but some inside work to be done as well. And when we called the builder to ask the question, he was like, actually, inspections start next week. We had no idea, that inspections were starting. And he's like, you'll be good to go for the end of April. And I'm like, perfect. So perfect. Everything works out in perfect timing, always. Like I said that to myself. I looked at Scott and I was like, everything works out in perfect timing. I've been telling myself this for years, repeating it to myself over and over again. Sometimes literally even in workouts, like I'll finish a workout and I'll be like, wow, that was perfect timing. Everything works out in perfect timing. When I used to write affirmations daily, which I don't really do anymore. I do write affirmations like on a weekly basis, but not daily. That was one of the affirmations that I literally wrote on paper every single day. Everything works out in perfect timing. Trust it. So can you see the pattern here? Can you trust that life is always happening for you and that everything is always working out for you and everything you want will come in divine timing? If you knew without a doubt that everything you want is coming to you, how would you live your life? How would you act? How would you feel? Would you feel less stressed? Would you feel more at ease? Would you feel more joy? Would you do more things that make you happy? Would you have more fun? Would you not care what others think of you and do the scary thing anyways? Would you stop being a people pleaser and do what makes you feel good? Can you allow yourself to feel all of that now? I know. I know I can be a broken record, but I will continue to say it over and over. When you allow yourself to feel your desires now, right? Feel the way you want to feel now, you will call those in. It may not be exactly what you expect or look exactly how you wanted it to look. Maybe it comes to you in a way you never imagined, or maybe it doesn't come to you at all because something better was meant for you to come instead. But when you surrender to all of that, trusting that everything is always working out for you, what's meant for you will come into your life. And I'm not saying all of these things and giving you all of these examples to brag, okay? I'm telling you so you know what's possible. I have times in my life where I question all of this. Trust me, I do. I have times in my life where I feel lost and I desire more clarity, okay? I am not perfect. I will never pretend to be. But we truly are powerful beings. We get to create our life and co-create together. We get to create our own reality. And sure, sometimes we fall into this mush, okay? I've been there. You've heard me talk about it. And I won't say it won't happen again because it probably will. But when you have the knowing and the tools in your toolbox to get out of it and rise above what's happening, the possibilities are endless. And this is why I get on here and share this with all of you, right? I want this for you. I want you to know that the possibilities are endless. I want you to realize your own power. I want you to have all the tools in your toolbox so you get to create the life you desire. I want you to know how to call in the most joyful, beautiful, magical life. The things I have learned in the past 6 years have been so life-changing. And because of that, I get to continue to grow and evolve and embrace change and also embrace the suck, right? Because trust me, there's that as well. There is so much beauty in the awareness and the knowing, and in the knowing that at any time you have the tools to shift and create the life you want. It may not all happen right away, right? It could take years. But it can and does happen. If you aren't currently holding the vision for what's possible for you, I'm here to do that for you. I'm here to help you grow your belief system to what is possible for you and to help you be open to life completely blowing you away. Because it can. You get to be the magnet for all that you desire. What's meant for you will be drawn to you. I wanted to chat about something else today as well, but I got a little carried away with all of my life updates. And I am going to trust that the message I sent out today was exactly what was meant to be heard. Someone out there I know needed to hear it. So instead of going into a completely different subject, I'm going to leave it right there because it all feels good. And I will come back to that one next time. And before I go, I wanted to mention that I have 2 one-on-one mentorship spots open for spring. I am so excited about these. One-on-one mentorship, my friends, is where the magic happens, right? This is where we get to dive so deep into what you wish to shift or change in your life, right? Whether it's in your health, your mindset, or both, right? We get to co-create together and make shit happen. So if you are desiring intimate, personalized mentorship, this will be for you. We'll dive deep into your specific needs and come up with individualized strategies, right? To help you expand and empower you to become the highest version of yourself so you can call in what you desire most in life. Links to all of the one-on-one options are in the show notes. So always feel free to reach out with me or reach out to me with any questions to see if this is a good fit for you. And remember, everything is always working out for you. Always. Embrace the journey because no matter where you are, life is happening for you. Have faith in your ability to build the life you truly desire. Trust the timing of everything, okay? And trust the process. Because it's part of what makes your story so beautiful. And everybody has a beautiful story. It doesn't matter how things look right now in the moment, right? Because something beautiful is making its way to you. A gift, a surprise, a breakthrough, a blessing. The best is yet to come. Can you embrace that? Can you embrace that the best is yet to come? I am sending so much love to all of you. I hope this episode inspired you and served you. And I am so looking forward to chatting with you on the next episode.
Thank you all so, so much for joining me today. Remember, your time is now. You always have the power to shift your mindset and create more ease and joy in your life. Don't ever stop growing. Don't ever stop evolving. Don't ever stop learning. If you love this podcast, I would be so beyond grateful if you left a review, shared with your friends, and tagged me on your Instagram stories. I love you all so, so much. Now go and create an amazing day.